at Turf Moor. Now, earlier this week, Kick It Out, football's equality and inclusion organisation, released the following statement in relation to the disbandment of FIFA's anti-racism task force. It follows: Kick It Out is perplexed by the decision from FIFA to disband its anti-racism task force. It comes at a time when there is clear evidence that discrimination, prejudice and hate are on the rise in developed societies, particularly in Europe, but also in different forms across the world too. Football should seek to lead the way in combating such intrusions. It's clear that organisations are actively campaigning against racism and discrimination, and it will be deeply disheartening to hear news of disbandment as they look to FIFA for leadership in a game which is so popular across the world. This is also ahead of FIFA hosting, of course, the 2018 World Cup in Russia, a country which is notorious for racism and abusive activities towards minorities. Well, to help try and understand what are the ramifications of this move, delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by Paul Mortimer, the former Charlton Crystal Palace midfielder, who is the player engagement manager for the Kick It Out campaign. Good afternoon to you, Paul.
Good afternoon, Phil. Good afternoon.
Did you see this coming?
No, I have to say, you know, when it came out, perplexed, as the statement says, is definitely something. We sat down and had a chat about it, and it was quite surprising. I mean, again, you look at our statement, there are issues of discrimination around football in Europe. There is absolutely no dispute in that. So for FIFA to come out with that statement was a little bit surprising at the time.
There's issues about football across Europe. There's issues full stop across Europe. And without getting involved in a socio-political sort of analysis of the situation, we know full well, you know, even in this country, since the sort of Brexit vote was undertaken, reports of incidents have been on the increase. What excuse, what reasoning have FIFA given for their decision?
What they'd said initially was that they'd implemented some procedures that they felt had been fulfilled. And so, therefore, that's why they could disband the task force. Now, at that stage, what these remits were not clear and still, for me, aren't clear. And when we talk about dealing with discrimination, any form of discrimination and education around it, clarity is hugely important. And for me, the issue there just wasn't clear about exactly what was being disbanded, why it was being disbanded, and what its remit was and what it actually has implemented.
Yeah, so as you say, there are issues globally. I mean, you know, the World Cup is going to be situated in a country which is notoriously has issues about discrimination, you know, be it racially or sexually or the various forms of discrimination which are notorious in Russia. Have FIFA come up with, or how are they going to tackle issues? What are they going to do?
Well, I'm not quite sure at the moment. Again, that's the confusion and the lack of clarity that's the issue at the moment. And at some point last week, our director, Rushin, would sat down and met them. I think it was at the SoccerX event and had an opportunity to have a brief discussion at which the representatives of FIFA were clear in their support and in acknowledging that there was work to be done. And they hadn't, you know, although this task force had been disbanded, that doesn't mean that the fight for discrimination is over and that they were at the forefront of leading the fight against discrimination, and that's what they said. Not particularly clear as to how that would look, but you know, they are committed to fighting discrimination and promoting equality and diversity.
Yeah, but from a PR point of view, it doesn't look good, does it?
Well, I mean, you know, we trust our eyes. You know, I look at this and it doesn't look great. There's absolutely no disputing that. I think what needs to happen is someone in and around FIFA needs to come out and be completely clear as to exactly what is going on, exactly what they're planning to do, because, you know, in 2 years' time, the World Cup's here. And, you know, it's in a country where there are definite issues. And what everyone is looking at is how FIFA will deal with these issues. Now, we've always Kick It Out, you know, promoted equality and diversity and are there to help. That's what we're there to do. We're there to advise. We're there to assist. We would love to be able to help. And it is also our job to challenge FIFA to actually come out and talk about, if they need our help, talk about exactly what they're looking to do, how it's going to be implemented, and what outcomes they're looking for.
Yeah, because the issue for me, I mean, the selection of Russia was a controversial one for many reasons. I mean, in the next World Cup after that, even more controversial, yeah. You could say. But on one hand, you could say, okay, so there are issues with Russian football and maybe, you know, societal issues in Russia. But yeah. Football is the global game. Football is a way of bringing people together, as all sports are, and we saw it with the Olympic Games recently. It's a way of bringing people together. And 2018 in Russia was an opportunity for the football family to help Russian football move into a more enlightened sort of philosophy when it comes to diversity. But what the fear now would be, from my point of view, is how are FIFA going to achieve that as a, in inverted commas, legacy of staging the World Cup there with a disbandment of this particular unit?
Well, what I would say, and in listening to you, you're right. You know, football can lead the way, in my opinion, in bringing people together. FIFA must take the lead in dealing with all these aspects of discrimination that we actually know are happening within Russia. It's going to be interesting. And again, it's part of what we can do to challenge. It's going to be interesting to find out exactly what FIFA are planning to do, because that's where the confusion is. And like I say, in these situations, clarity is hugely important. And it is important that fans, even fans that will be going to places like Russia, have faith in the fact that any situations will be dealt with. And, you know, for me, it needs to be done. It needs to be started 2 years ago. Not now.
Yeah.
It's quite late now to be able to go to Russia and deal with these situations. So, you know, FIFA's got a lot of work to do. There's no dispute in that. But, you know, they have committed themselves to actually, you know, putting something in place. And we wait to see exactly what it is they're going to put in place. And we'd love to be part of it.
Yeah. As an organisation, do you get a sense, though, that they are wishing to have partners and work with partners such as Kick It Out?
Well, that's what they've stressed to us. And that's something that we'd very much like. I mean, you know, anti-discrimination and anti-racism organisations all around the world, you know, take their lead from FIFA. So hopefully, yes, they would look to organisations like us for advice and assistance and help and guidance, and because that's what they're there for. But also, we must be strong and challenge FIFA if there's things we see that aren't quite right. Now, this is one of those situations where, you know, we need clarity. So the challenge is for FIFA to come out and be clear and concise in exactly what it is they're looking to implement and how it's going to deal with the definite issues of discrimination and racism in and around Europe.
And time is of the essence, isn't it? Because, you know, you take your eye off the ball and you don't have to take it off the ball for too long before, you know, situations can slip back into a worrying trend.
Well, I'll agree with that. I mean, and you know, the final thing I leave you with is, how bad does it have to get before we actually, you know, stand up and acknowledge, number one, that there is a huge problem here, and secondly, do something about it? What needs to happen before people realise that the situation in and around Europe is critical, it's important? You know, you look at aspects in Russia where players are being abused, you know, and the World Cup is going there. You know, thousands of people are going to go there to celebrate our fantastic sport. And we need to be dealing with it now. FIFA need to be dealing with it now. And I look forward to exactly what they're going to come up with.
Absolutely. Just finally, Paul, I mean, it's, you know, I alluded to it, and I know it's tied up with the political side of things in this country, but, you know, there's been seemingly a sea change. With an increased reports of abuse being reported in the last few months in this country, has Kick It Out seen any worrying trend in England, in Britain, or has the message in football, actually, the enlightenment sort of taken hold hard enough that actually football's maintaining its standards? Still, there's still the battle is still to be won, ultimately, but the football standards haven't slipped back?
Well, I'm not saying they've slipped back. What tends to happen is, I mean, you know, we have a reporting application that has shown a rise. But that's only because people are starting to report it. People are beginning to get the confidence to report it. So there will be a rise because people are starting to report it. But that helps us, because it helps us to monitor where the issues are, to put things in place to deal with these situations, and also to work out whether that's working or not.
Yeah.
So reporting and a rise in reported figures actually helps us to deal with things, rather than it not being reported, which is what still happens at the moment. So we encourage everyone, if there are situations that they witness, that they experience, that they're victims of, you know, it's important that they report it.